of the assembly here. I was also thinking, how many people are there here that live in Littleport? You like to raise a hand? I'm just thinking it sounds like part of the third world. And I wonder whether we ought to have a special prayer meeting to pray for you. You're obviously very damaged people.
Like,
oh, bless you. Thank you. Good for you. Well, we certainly celebrate that with you. Actually, we're not about to break up, but we've got but we certainly celebrate that with you, and thank you for saying so. So we need to get this pool covered. We need to get our youngsters away. We need to stand. We haven't done enough singing yet. Time to celebrate. So we're going to sing, and we're going to lead our musicians. Our decisions meet us rather. This is Amazing Grace. And it is Amazing Grace.
This is Amazing Grace. This is unfailing love. That you can take my place. That you would bear our cross, you would lay down your life, that I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. The power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger. The King of glory, the King above all kings, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. This is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross, you would lay down your life, that I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King of all kings. Truth and justice shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear. You would lay down your life, that I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
We're playing. We can now do this because Bev says that we're a bit strange. I need you to think about this, church, and I need you to respond. But up and down this land at the moment, there are hundreds of thousands of services going on. And God hears the voice of every individual, of every church that is meeting. Normally, our church family would know we have opportunity for each person to thank and praise God, but we don't have time. Martin will be coming in just a moment. So I'm going to ask these guys to play for us. And this is your opportunity to thank God. And don't worry, nobody will be listening to you, because of the person next door to you would be doing just the same. If you're uncomfortable with that, remain quiet or thank God in your heart. But I would suggest, the Bible says, it says, shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Amen? And so let's, Mark, give us some noise. Lots of noise. Let's lift our voices together and thank God for his goodness. Father, we thank you for this day, for what you've done in Bev and Sue's life. Lord, for touching our lives. We rejoice in you today. And we thank you for your goodness. We rejoice in your presence and for giving us your Holy Spirit. How we welcome you in this place today and ask that you would be truly honored and that lives would be touched for your glory, we pray. Thank you. Seats, please. I'm really sorry, I was going to hand over to Martin, but I do just need to do two or three notices, and I'm going to do them very briefly. You see, the balcony is filled with shoeboxes, and this is the last Sunday to get shoeboxes in and Christmas cards for Janie sorted out, so today must be the day. There's a dad's and lad's breakfast next Saturday. Richard, where are you? Wave at me. There's Richard. If you're visiting with us today, I'd like Richard to take you out of breakfast. Are you paying? Okay, see Richard afterwards. Your dad's and lad's breakfast. Thank you, Richard. It's very kind. A church holiday. People are booking in fast, which is fantastic. There's a number going. However, if you're coming, I would advise you to book before November the 30th because you get a much better deal. And there is the Naturally Supernatural Handbook. For those that don't know, this is the adult version of Soul Survivor, family version. You can download that off the internet. We've got artist publicity being sorted out for you, but do book in before November the 30th if you would. And Helen Hawes needs help doing Christmas decorations. If that's your thing, it's not mine, but if that's your thing, would you like to see Helen afterwards? And Martin, thank you so much.
Wonderful. I'd just like to thank the guys that baptised in here, did the work, for Alex and Malcolm, who did the baptisms. Slight getting me in back there. Like father, like son, after last week, but there we are. Do you know, I was a bit worried about Bev. He was brought up in this tin shack. He was telling us, lived in a tin shack, went to church in a tin shack. He even went to Sizewell. And Sizewell's a beautiful stately home. He stayed in a mobile tin shack. Well, I am so relieved he's not on our building project. We haven't got so long this morning. But it's great being here this morning. It's blessed my heart. And I trust it's encouraged you and blessed you. That in weakness, God is strong. So these two guys have been through the mill and are still going through stuff. But God is working in weak situations to prove his strength. And in weak people, he's strong. And I want to talk about baptism this morning, as baptism is a lifestyle. Which might sound like a strange thing to say. But these two this morning were in a pool. And they went down into the water and they were lifted up by others. I would say in your life, as a Christian, make this your lifestyle. Gather people around you to pick you up and to support you. Gather people around you. Today they were asked if they'd repented of their sins and they both thankfully said yes. Come to God often for forgiveness. Keep short accounts with God. Come to him often for forgiveness. The sins we've committed, the offence we've caused to God and to other people, are actually huge barriers to us moving on. We need to know God's forgiveness, day in, day out. They spoke up here about what Jesus had done in their lives. Make that your lifestyle and their lifestyle, to speak much of Jesus. He's done amazing things. Continues to do amazing things. Jesus' death and his birth and his resurrection are the absolute pinnacles of world history. History is his story. And we are here to give him all glory and honor. We pray for them. In your life, live this baptism by honouring and respecting and dedicating your life to prayer. That you might seek God and you might know his face. And your walk with God isn't so much about your church or your friends. It's personal to you. It's personal to you. It's your relationship with God. Cultivate it. Invest in it. And today they said they were prepared to follow God, the Lord in heaven and his Son Jesus Christ, for the rest of their lives with the help of the Holy Spirit. Make that part of our lifestyle, that Jesus would be Lord. And I find in my life, and I'm pretty sure in yours, you believe you've made Jesus Lord, and then he comes with another challenge. And you swallow again. And you said, more, Lord? Because he might require more from us. Jesus told a story about two sons, and a very simple story that he'd asked them to come and work with him. The owner, the father, has got a business, and he said to one of them, come and work with me. And he said, yeah, I'll join you, no problem. And he said to the other son, will you come and work with me? And he said, no.
cinema. But the first son who said he would work with him never really turned up. And the son that said he wouldn't changed his mind and went to work with his father. And when we look at our lives and decide that Jesus is Lord, sometimes we say stuff. But we haven't really lived it. And other times we've never said it, but later in life we realise where we should be. And so everybody here, whether you know God in your life or not, the call of this baptism is as real to you now as it was whenever you were baptised or never been baptised. Because the call of God upon our lives is, this is personal, it's about me and you, I made you, I love you. I care for you. I want you to know my grace in your life. I want you to know forgiveness in your life. I want to know my presence in your life. I want you to know me holding you and sustaining you and keeping you in your life. And today, that can be as true as it was in today or yesterday or wherever anybody came to know Jesus in their own life. Today, it is possible. One of my sons is fairly significantly disabled. He doesn't really talk very much, 15 years old, and has difficulty with all sorts of stuff. But the things that God has spoken to me through him are really very significant. Just recently, as I go hug him, he normally just sort of stands there like this huge man that he is, 15 years old, huge guy. And I hug him. And up to quite recently, he's like hovering around, not knowing quite what to do, not really saying anything very much, hovering around. And over the last months, he's been able to do the same things with his hands. This. I'm thinking, whoa. And then just over the last couple of weeks, he's closed his hands around either side. And I thought to myself, God spoke to me. In a way, he could have spoken in terms of, look what I'm doing. But the biggest way was, look how I love you. You have no idea how much I love you. So many things that God speaks to me, I feel like my son. Are God saying, from your perspective, you've got so much more for him than he's walking in now. So many of you here, some of you here, or know something of God, but you've never actually embraced him. Today is a day where you can stretch out your arms, fold those arms around the back, and say, God, I owe you everything. You died on the cross for me, that I could be forgiven. I need you, and I want you in my life. And whether that's the first time you've done that, or whether it was 20 years you've done it and you've walked away, God is here. And as you fold your arms around him, you realise he's already got his arms around you. So on this baptism, we said, gather people around you. Know what it is to be forgiven, to speak much of Jesus, to value prayer, to know him as Lord. But this is personal. We heard each one of them speak about what God has done in their lives. And for each of us, it's personal. The Bible is full of great characters who struggled massively with what God wanted in their lives. Massively. They just could not see it. The Bible is brutally honest about a whole range of people that found God being involved in their lives difficult and beyond their ability to cope. And how on earth could I do this? Even Moses, he says here in Exodus, he spoke to God. Oh, even the sons of Israel will not listen to me. How will Pharaoh listen to me? I am so unskilled in speech. The great hero of the Old Testament, Moses, says, I can't do this. And then Paul, who himself, he said he was the very least, and he said, I'm not a very imposing character. I can hardly put a great sermon together. He said this, writing to a church he loved that was full of problems. Consider the time of your calling. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly and despised things of the world and the things that are not to nullify the things that are. Whether you know God or you're miles away, He chose you. He loves you. He wants to know you. He's got His arms around you. Will you fold your arms around Him? Will you accept the love of God in your life as these people have done today? I pray that hard hearts will melt and that your arms will no longer be rigid to a God you don't know, but His love would melt your heart. You would embrace Him and you would feel the warmth of the Father's love for you. So if that's you, for the first time you might be asking God into your life, or your heart's grown cold. If that's you, He chose you because He loves you, like He loves Bevanson. And today, we come rejoicing, we come with celebration. But today, the door is wide open that you might receive Jesus if you've never received Him before. And we pray that you might be baptized in here soon. So I'm going to pray. Let's pray together. Father God, I thank you for your grace and mercy on Bevanson. And Lord, I thank you we can rejoice with heaven as they declare the goodness of you in their lives. And Lord, I thank you for the rest of us. Lord, you've chosen us. No matter how we feel about ourselves, maybe we know we're weak. Chosen each one of us because you love us and you long for us to fold our arms around you, that we might know forgiveness, that we might know grace, that we might know your love for each one of us. And if that's you and you've not ever responded to God or haven't responded to God for a long time, I'm going to say a simple prayer. You can echo it in your heart. Jesus, I thank you gave everything for me. I feel a long way from you, but I want to be closer. In fact, I want to be in your arms. Will you forgive all the rubbish that's got in the way and all the mistakes I've made? Will you come into my life and take me back on the path I knew I should have been from the beginning? I want to put you in charge. I want to start tomorrow as a new day because I believe you've chosen me. Amen. So if that's you, come and join me afterwards and we'll chat. I'm going to hand over to Paul, who's just going to close.
Thank you, Martin. We are literally going to close. We're very honoured to have had you with us today. Thank you so much. If we can help anybody or talk to anybody, we would be delighted to do so. One would normally finish a church service with a song. We're not. We'll just be serving tea and a coffee in just a moment. But thank you for coming. And we do pray that God may touch your life. You know, one of the worst aspects of human beings is that while everything is fine, they don't need God. When crisis hits, often we reach out, don't we? I would encourage you to reach out while the sun is still shining. It's a really great time. So, God bless you. Children will be released in a minute. I'm going to ask our musicians, is that all right, guys? And sing us out. They'll get their tea and coffee in a bit. If we can help you in any way, please do let us know. Thank you very much.
the king of the mountain, be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, holy is my song. Let the king of my heart be the shadow where I go, and the grass of all my life, holy is my song. You are good, good.